I'm sure that smoking was a large contributor to my heart attack.
60-year-old Jeannie Weibel sits in a small cubicle in Columbia's Family Health Center. It's early December, and she's telling Aaron Sweeney, a counselor who's helping her sign up for health insurance on healthcare.gov, about the heart attack she suffered in 2002.
I quit smoking when I had my heart attack. Smoked my last cigarette on the way into the ER. I'd never smoked another one.
At the time, Weibel was insured through her husband's union plan. But after the heart attack and physical therapy she had to go through after a broken wrist, the insurance company began increasing her premium. She says at one point she had to pay almost $500 a month.
And then when we found out that they were going to jump even more again the following January, it was very clear to us that we couldn't pay my premiums anymore and that mine would just have to be dropped. So they, in effect, decided to get rid of me, and it worked. They did. They got rid of me.
That was in late 2004. Since then, Weibel has relied on the Family Health Center for her primary care. She needs specialist care, but hasn't been able to afford a visit in nearly a decade. She says her husband gets nervous every time she gets sick.
Really, he'd get really upset. Don't let him put you in the hospital. You can't be in the hospital.
Weibel has hoped the Affordable Care Act and the online health insurance marketplace could help her get insured again. Her family income makes her eligible for significant subsidies that can help her pay for her monthly premiums. All she has to do is enroll at healthcare.gov. But it hasn't been easy. Aaron Sweeney, the application counselor, helped Weibel make an account on the website back in mid-November. But in early December, her application still says in progress.
It's still saying that?
Yeah. No change.
Sweeney says most people he helps see their application say completed within a day. After that, they can look at the insurance options available on healthcare.gov and find out exactly how much financial help they're eligible for. Weibel hasn't been able to do that, mere weeks before the enrollment deadline. Sweeney thinks the problem might be the additional Social Security income Weibel's family gets from being the appointed caretakers of her granddaughter.
I've always had weird things where when you have children that are receiving Social Security, that's always like a weird, causes like a kind of a weird situation.
On the heel of the website's rollout glitches, it's not entirely clear to Sweeney how a child's Social Security income would make Weibel's application stuck in limbo. And there's no guidebook on how to get it unstuck. So Sweeney tries different troubleshooting techniques. Throughout multiple meetings with Weibel, Sweeney has re-entered her income information in different ways. More than once, the server crashed, kicking him off healthcare.gov.
Have you had this much trouble with anybody else's?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, good.
It just teaches you to be patient.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one. You kind of get feeling like it doesn't like me or something, you know?
And often, calling the 1-800 number isn't much help.
All of our representatives are currently assisting other callers. Please stay on the line, and our next available representative will assist you.
Never had that happen. It's really impressive. You also changed the music today. It's nice.
All right.
The little things.
When they finally got through to a representative, they were advised to just wait. But Sweeney decided to cancel Weibel's first Marketplace account and start completely fresh. They made another appointment to see each other the next day, hoping the sixth time would be the charm. Jeremy Malarski, who, like Sweeney, has been certified to help consumers enroll on healthcare.gov, sums up the situation.
This is a system that lends itself very well to people who are organized and follow up, and that's another thing that we can really help people with. If you're the kind of person that just kind of sits back and expects everything to fall into place, you're more likely to run into problems.
And for Weibel and Sweeney, it looks like persistence was about to pay off. After six visits and what seems like Sweeney's thousandth time pressing the submit button, Weibel gets the good news.
Ooh, my status says complete. All right. Having fun now. Really didn't think it was ever going to say anything but in progress.
Now, Sweeney is able to show Weibel the plans available to her.
Since you use Care a lot, like, I'm going to kind of focus on silver plans with you. Bronze plans are going to have really high deductibles.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work well.
In the end, Weibel chose an Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield plan with a $1,150 deductible. Weibel will pay about $160 a month for the coverage. Without the Affordable Care Act subsidy, she'd have to pay about $600 a month.
I couldn't possibly pay that. I couldn't pay half of that.
She couldn't stop thanking Sweeney for his help.
You know, you may be making the difference between me still living in my house, like 6 or 8 years from now, you know, still have my house or not. So, really, it's that big of a deal.
But the enrollment work doesn't stop there. Sweeney says he's been hearing from other consumers that Anthem has a backlog of new accounts it still hasn't been able to process yet. Weibel may have to be persistent again in calling Anthem and making sure she's in their system. Good thing Weibel's excellent at follow-ups. For KBIA News, I'm Hadram Helmy.